Hey, seeing as the runtime of this episode is a little slow, I mean, I've just edited it and it's a little slow. We're just going to put the wrap up off for a couple of minutes, and I thought I would just take a little bit of time to share a little story for you. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it. About just over 10 years ago, I went to Japan on a sports team tour. It was the UK cheerleading team. And we went with two other UK cheer teams, and we stayed in Tokyo. And this was a time kind of as YouTube was just starting up, and the internet was still a complicated thing, so you didn't have a million websites, and you didn't really use YouTube, and you know, there wasn't any Facebook, or at least only just startups, so you couldn't really use it to learn about other cultures and see the rest of the world. So before we went out, especially as we were mostly teenagers and young adults, we had a sensitivity briefing from one of the coaches. And the sensitivity briefing started with this immortal line. You know, when you like go into their houses, like you got to take their shoes off because it's offensive to them people if you don't. And I remember thinking, any sensitivity briefing that uses the words them people is not going to be a good sensitivity briefing. But either which way, we flew to Tokyo. And then we frustratingly spent most of the week in the old Olympic Village. We had little rooms, and they had a cafeteria there that mostly served Western and European food, so we didn't have much Japanese food. There was a fast food machine, which was pretty weird. It was basically like a normal drinks or snack vending machine, but instead there was a massive microwave inside, so you could order whole meals. But again, mainly things like sausage and mash and chicken and potatoes. So the night before the competition, we'd been there almost a week. Our coach of our team decided to take us out into Tokyo and have a proper meal and have some team bonding time just before the big event. And it was a really nice moment. We went in, he booked us a table, we went into the restaurant, we remembered our sensitivity training, and as we went in, there was a like a footlocker, like a sort of a locker with these little sandals in. So we thought, okay, cool, well, we remember, we just take our shoes off and we'll put the little indoor sandals on. We got shown to our table, and we enjoyed a very nice meal. Even though we didn't know what we were ordering, they just basically gave us chicken and rice and sweet and sour sauce. That was fine, that was okay. And having a real nice meal, enjoying ourselves, and until I felt a little tap on my shoulder. And I turned round, and it wasn't a waiter or anything. It was, I assume, someone who was also having dinner. And she tried to speak to me, but she didn't speak English, and I spoke less Japanese. But after we worked out exactly what we were trying to say, I kind of thought and said to my partner Rachel, "I think she wants the shoes." At which point we looked around the restaurant and realised everyone else in the restaurant is wearing socks, as in they have no shoes on, and we are wearing everyone else's shoes. So we they were very nice about it, and we gave back all the shoes and put them back in the locker, and no one mentioned anything. But if you ever do go to Japan, do listen to your sensitivity training, and just remember, it could be offensive to them people. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. That was a little story from me, and I promise now, I promise we will go to the wrap-up.